Pixelated Radio, playing the best of yesterday and today. I'm your host, Peter Saban. And as always, it's Kush.
What's wrong with you?
I just got your Twitter message. Skype didn't pop up and say I had a message, so I didn't know that you had sent a message saying everything was good. And so I was trying to do the show and get your message at the same time.
And that's something you cannot do.
This show is already off the rails, so...
Yep. I've been on my feet all day. And then I got home, ate something, and now I'm doing this. I'm so excited. I just can't hide it. I'm about to lose my mind, and I think I like it.
But take it, you had a good time, though, it sounds like.
It was good. I'm glad it's over.
Right on.
I don't know. I got like 8 TMNT pieces, 3 sketches from the show, 5 prints.
Nice.
Met a very awesome guy, Mike Groves. You should check out his stuff at poopbird.com. You knew I was going to get along with this guy. I have Pixelated Sausage, Poopbird, you know, all the ridiculous name domains. But he's got really cool stuff. So you should, everyone, check him out. And I was thinking he could do a very awesome Calvin and Hobbes book. He doesn't do comic books. He just is like an illustrator, does like characters and stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's really, I love his work and his coloring. I'm a big fan of coloring. So, met a lot of cool people. Got recognized. And then I got recognized for somebody else who happens to also be Mark, but is not the Mark I am. One time on the bus, there was a little Mexican kid singing Gangnam Style for the entire fucking trip, getting louder and louder.
How far of a train ride was it?
Well, that was on the bus.
He was,
I don't know, 15 minutes of that.
Mm.
And on the train ride one day, this little black girl was like doing a pole dance, basically. It was fucking weird. And in the bathroom, because on Saturday it was really crowded and there was a line, and I got stuck at the kids' urinal. And I don't like using urinals in general, but with the line, it's really like what I'm going to be like. I'm not going to let people who have to actually shit, I'm going to take up a fucking shitter. But I'm pretty sure that at least for some portion of my piss, pissed on top of the urinal and not in it. I was freaking out, too, because I could hear it. I'm like, what the hell's going on? And then I looked down, like, please don't let any splatter be on my pants. And I was good, so I don't... It was someone else, not me.
Oh, that's funny.
But, yeah, it was a good show, and I'm...
Now, what does it stand for? What is the call sign?
It's like the Chicago Comics Expo event or something. It's C2E2 means there are 2 C's in the actual name and 2 mm-hmm. E's. But it's basically the real Chicago Comic Convention. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think there's a Wizard World here too, but nobody mm-hmm. gives a shit about Wizard. And the nice thing about this compared to like San Diego is that it really is focused on comics and not really, I mean, you have some, you know, movie people and TV people, but mm-hmm. it's really about the comics. I spend a lot of my time at Artist Alley, which is where artists go there and they sell their work. They'll be sketching there and then you can get commissions depending on the artist.
Yeah, Will does all that stuff at Artist Alley, so.
Yeah.
I don't think he was there because he was home this weekend. His girlfriend was probably there, though. So
I don't know. But I mean... And I look at some of these artists and I'm like, if I just put together a portfolio, I could do this. Because there's some really crappy artists there. Like if I just sat down and did things like, and people, because like people love the Plants vs. Zombie, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle thing.
Yeah, some of the artwork that you do is really good for stuff like the little caricatures and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You could probably do some of that.
I could do a lot of things. Like I can do very detailed things if I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
But... I don't want to.
You can make a lot of money at it if people like it.
I could. I should also because like whenever like that the TMNT sketch, that was like that got some of the most traffic the site's ever gotten. I should just fuck video games, just do video game art, some shit.
What am I going to do on the site at that point?
You don't do anything anyway. I have to give you the login info for your blog. I haven't given to yet because I want to give you a custom header, and I haven't made that yet. So I
feel you're doing an awful lot of work for something I'll probably barely ever use.
Yeah, I'm looking over my. Oh yeah, I saw a big giant Joker, who was the saddest looking Joker I've ever seen, and he's holding this like giant red bucket thing. But it was weird because it wasn't an actual bucket; it was like something that was like complete or something, and he like severed it in half. And then there was a Wonder Woman whose breasts were definitely going to fall out at some point.
I would have followed that chick around.
I didn't care enough, and fucking Hotcakes Man really wanted a picture, but I couldn't get a picture from her because I couldn't keep a straight face looking at her. She would look ridiculous. I ran into an old friend from the American Academy of Art who I've been wondering about for a while, so that was nice. And then I also saw, apparently, this other guy I went to that school with, he won the whole thing of that fucking face-off show on cable, that reality show about the makeup artist.
Oh, yeah.
I guess he won the whole thing. Who cares? He's wearing a douchey bandana. Idiot. I met Joey Esposito over at IGN, the writer of Footprints. One day I wore red pants. Who cares about that?
Why? You wore red pants.
Because red's my favorite color, and I got red pants.
Couldn't have wore a red shirt?
I got red shirts, too.
I'm surprised.
I can't wear a red shirt with a red pants. Oh, God. Fucking, I'm not editing this show either. So, yeah, that was C2E2. Let's go on to games. Defiance.
So you've been playing a little Defiance?
I've been playing a lot of it, but I've also been playing a lot of it where it's on and I'm not playing any of it. So I managed to surpass Big Steven on Rapture based purely on time, even though he's got like 20-something more achievements than me.
Fucking Steven is fiending that damn game. I like it, but I can seem to only play it in small doses because I kind of get bored because it is a lot of the same stuff over and over again. And it seems like I've kind of quickly forgotten about it when new games come out. But then I'll have a wild hair at my ass.
That's you in general.
Yeah, it is. The funny thing is Kush was playing it one night and I just went to find player and found him and kept fucking falling around and fucking stealing him. And he just fucking locked out because he didn't realize it was me.
I didn't know. And you were like doing your like whatever your little like sound bites, gestures, and that kind of shit. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Because I don't know. I rarely ever get names above people. Above
it must
characters.
Be a glitch because when the game came out, there were names above everybody's heads, and now I've noticed that a lot of times there isn't any names above people's heads.
It would be nice if I could see like an option where it only shows up for friends, and that would be fine because it would be nice to know. And then this morning when I had the game running and wasn't playing it, I noticed at some point for like 5 minutes, somebody was just running circles around my character. And the only thing I thought of was not like, oh, this is funny or this is too. I'm like, somebody is somewhere else in the world and their idea of having fun is to run around in circles because they think it's annoying me so much. Yet they're wasting 5 minutes of their life running around in a circle over and over and over again. What? I don't get it.
Yeah. Defiance, I think, is a good game, but it has a lot of weird issues. Just, I don't know, it's confusing. It took me a while to figure out what the ego levels were and what my character levels were.
The ego level is the weirdest thing because, I mean, that's basically the leveling system, but it's just like, okay, now it's 285, now 299. Now it's whatever.
Have you figured out what the deal is with that yet? Because I know what it is now.
As far as I don't know.
The ego levels you get by a certain quest and doing the pursuits. So, like, if you go look at the pursuits, if you do, like, all this pursuit category, you'll get 5 extra ego levels. And that buys into your
Well, yeah, you get that, but you also get it from leveling up with XP.
Yeah, but because that's part of the pursuits, too. Leveling up is part of the pursuits. Yeah. But so, yeah, ego level, that's how that's all calculated. Because when we first did the gameplay demo and everything, the beta, we were all fucking confused. Because, like, suddenly it was like, okay, my ego level is 100, and then all of a sudden it's 120, and I'm like, when the fuck did that happen? And it all has to do with doing the pursuits and shit like that. So that's what the ego level
to
is.
To me, the most disappointing aspect of the game is the character customization, the cosmetic customization. Because there's really like barely, I mean, you get outfits if you, you know, after certain missions, or you can purchase some. But even the ones, I mean, the prices are ridiculous.
Yeah, the
but
prices
even,
are ridiculous.
Even that, even with the prices being ridiculous, there aren't that many options. It's not like there are like 100 options or anything. It's like a dozen or something.
Yeah, and you do get, you do earn a few outfits here and there for doing like certain missions and stuff like that.
I hope there's like in their whatever their next, their first content pack or something, that there is a huge influx of that, because I mean, part of MMOs is that you want to look different from all the other people, and that's not really the case in this game.
Yeah, but that's but a lot of that has to do with the free to play models and stuff too. They have a lot more options because you know you pay for that shit. That's their bread and butter.
I know, but there isn't even that many options,
right?
Because I would actually consider maybe paying for something if I mean, I found one that was like I kind of like, but then at the same time I'm like, you know what? There could be a whole bunch of people using this, so I don't care enough. I mean, give me, there should be, I don't know, a lot more.
And some of them are weirdly priced, too. It's not like $10, it's like $11. It's like you had to buy 1,080 bits or something like that, and you're like, well, that's $11. So it's not like something you just go, oh, here's, pop in.
It's really weird, too, because I remember, I don't know if it's changed at all, but I remember it being like, there's one that's cheap, and then all the other ones are ridiculous. Like, I don't know if there's, like, a deal of the week where one's, like, $240, and then all the other ones are $880.
Right. So, yeah. But it's definitely I think it's a decent game. It could look a little better, but they've gotten a lot of bugs worked out of it from the first week it was released, definitely. The frame rate's more steady now, and I just have a problem with it seems like every mission's the same thing, drive here, do that. I mean, I guess that's the MMO formula, but I mean, also it's like there seems to be two types of enemies, hell bugs and humans, or mutants, that you're always fighting.
Well, there are different kinds of like mutants,
but they all you know, they're all react the same. It's like, except you get some that got shields. Now I did run into a wandering brute, and that fucker was hard. Have you fought any of those fucking things?
I don't know anything by names. What is the wandering?
It's a giant fucking ogre looking thing. It's huge.
Maybe. I don't know. I've ran into like these giant things that shoot rockets, and then there are these other ones that like smash things, and they have like little like pump pipes in their back that they like after a while they like fall down on their knees, and that's when you attack them for massive damage.
So yeah, and there's instances and stuff like that. There's dungeons you can run through.
Yeah. The instances, though, what are they called? Arc Falls?
Arc Falls, yeah.
Those get ridiculous with all the people coming in. Where you get, like, 24 people, and it's just, like, mayhem.
Yeah.
And then, like, because the way they work is, like, you have a certain objective, and then you move on to another one, and then another one until you get to the final one. And every time you finish an objective, you just see everyone spawn all their cars and shit go crazy.
And they just all drive off. It's like what I told Steven the other night. I was like, to me, it reminds me of, if you're ever at a party where a bunch of kids are drinking and stuff and the fucking cops show up. It's like everybody jumps in their cars and it's gone.
Yeah. And the best part about that, the best thing in this game is that there is no car collision.
Yeah.
You can't crash into other players because that would just completely destroy the game.
Yeah. People will purposely note because they can't kill you, will still try to run over you, though. It's hilarious.
Yeah, or people, you know, drive around in circles around you.
So, at least I think they fixed the bug, though, with Arcfall. Not really a bug. The people were using their cars as weapons to kill all these enemies, and that was really a fucking nuisance at the Arcfalls, because number one, it lowered the frame rate to something almost non-existent. And then two, some of the bugs and stuff are supposed to bite the giant crystals, so they put those little potules on them, the little spots on them, so that you can shoot those and get hit them for damage.
Points, yeah.
Yeah. And so fucking people run around with their fucking cars just driving in circles around these giant crystals and fucking killing all the bugs before they get over there. I'm like, you dumb fucks. So, yeah. But that's Defiance.
Yeah, I figured before we move on, we might as well just jump into the TV show right now.
I've watched the first two episodes.
When you say the first two, do you mean the first one, which is the basically the first two and then the third?
Yeah, well, it's the first two, the pilot and the first episode after the pilot.
It's a two-parter.
Yeah.
And then...
And I watched the episode after that.
So all the ones that have currently come out since the next one does not come out until tomorrow. What do you think?
I like the show so far.
Me too. I think, especially like the first one wasn't as good just because, you know, they had to develop everything. They had to introduce all these different characters because there's a lot to it.
Yeah, there's so many different alien races too, because you know when you play the game, you only get to choose from two different races, and you're kind of like, okay, so are there more races? And you kind of see a few in the game that you're like, okay, are these considered a different race? Are they just all the aliens considered one race, and then we're the humans? And then you know, as the show progresses, you're like, okay, these white people are different.
You're and racist.
The white people. And then, I don't know, I can't keep, the bad thing is about shows like this is I have a hard time just, when the races, names and stuff get weird, like Voltons and, and I'm like, okay, that's all kind of weird, but the show I really have liked. I've enjoyed it.
I mean, it's not the greatest show, but there aren't that many shows like it out right now, and it's, I mean, the main cast is good, like I really like the two leads, I mean, some of the special effects are not that great because, I mean, they don't sound like they have a crazy budget like HBO or some shit.
Right, so, like the video, like when you see vehicles off in the, like the...
That's so funny.
That looks so fake.
It looks like a video game. A CGI, you know, from a video game. Like from an old Twisted Metal game.
So you're like, okay, that's definitely not real. Then they get in a town and you're like, okay, those vehicles are real. But it's like you couldn't take a fucking desert and drop this vehicle off and just let him drive through a desert or something.
but it's not too bad. And I found it funny that the woman who owns like the whorehouse, I don't know if you recognize her. Like I haven't seen her or anything else, but I immediately recognize her as the, you know, slutty sister from Not Another Teen Movie, who was playing the role of Sarah Michelle Gellar from Cruel Intentions, which she was parodying that role.
I don't know. I've never seen either of those, or I've seen those movies, but it's been so long since I've seen them.
I doubt anyone else would be like, oh, that's her. That one thing.
Well, I mean, I do like Julie Benz, the mayor. She was from Buffy and Dexter. Angel.
Yeah. She was on Buffy?
She was Darla, Angel's girlfriend from the first season, and then she comes back in Angel for some episodes. She's Connor's mother.
I did not know any of this, and I don't know who any of those characters are except for Angel.
Yeah. But, so that's pretty much Defiance. Them white people, though, man. That woman, she's a fucking bitch. She's more cutthroat than the fucking dude is.
She's very manipulative.
Yeah. And she doesn't wear much clothing, either.
I know, that's just kind of ridiculous.
I was like, I was pretty sure I seen a nipple a few times. I'm like, it's that, but I... So, yeah. The nipples are cool. Maybe. I don't know.
You know, I'm interested in the show.
Yeah.
I hope it does well enough to keep going. Because I don't know how interconnected the video game and the TV show have to be.
Right.
In terms of like, oh, well, if the show does get canceled, they just decide to quit on the game or... Vice versa.
I honestly feel like the game will probably fail before the TV show does.
Yeah.
But I could be wrong. It could be that the game becomes something that's free to play in a few months, so.
Who knows?
Maybe. So, anyway.
And you never know. I mean, they could be making a buttload right now on in-game purchases.
Maybe.
I mean, you sell one clothing item that costs nothing to make. It's already $11 right there. And you know there are more than one person who buys that stuff.
And they haven't dropped the price yet. I'm sure that's coming in a week or so. How much did you pay? Has your dad actually tried to play the game?
He's played it a little. Not too much. He's been busy.
Does he play your character or does he have his own character?
He has his own character.
Okay. So, all right.
I got it for like $20 because I got a used copy and then I had some credit for Amazon.
Ah, nice. So, does your dad like the show?
He's, like, lukewarm on it.
But he was so excited.
I think he likes it. He just, it's not as good as he would want. He likes it more than Falling Skies. I can tell you that.
Falling Skies was terrible. I don't know how that show stayed on the air.
I don't like that show. That show was so boring. And that the kid was like the worst kid actor I've ever seen.
I don't know. For me, The Walking Dead, Carl makes sense. I don't know. This kid just like popped in there. Hey, he's our best fighter. I'm like, what? What?
Carl's annoying.
Yeah, but Carl's.
But I mean, it makes sense. I mean, yeah. You can't have every character be likable.
I mean, all right, so we ready to move on?
Move on to all the games you've been playing and then the one other one I've been playing.
So I did go through and I did finish Injustice, the story mode. I did a quick look on that game. Which has been up for about a week now, something like that, a couple days, I don't know. But you guys should check that out.
It went up on Monday.
I kind of talked a little, I think I talked a little bit about this in the last show, did I? Did I talk about the demo?
I think so, because you played the demo then.
Yeah. I really got to a point early on, I was kind of like, I was kind of getting kind of man the game. Basically, when I got to Aquaman's chapter, I was kind of like, I don't really like the way this character plays, and I kind of got burnt out for a little bit, and then I just like hit a stride in the story mode where I was excited to see what was going on. I really enjoyed the story mode a lot. It's shorter than Mortal Kombat story, but at the same time, it's a lot easier as well. So I wasn't fucking fighting the last boss like 60 times and have to turn the fucking thing down and easy because I couldn't beat him. Because Shao Kahn in fucking Mortal Kombat, I thought he was impossible. I just could not beat him with Raiden. And I tried and I tried. And I, you know, I felt like I said I had to turn it on easy. This mode, they did something smarter. Probably because I knew kids would be playing it. It's not as cheap. I mean, sometimes you'll just get your ass handed to you. But every time that you continue, it lowers the difficulty by half, is what I was told. So, you know, if you lose once, you probably, if you almost win the first time, probably by the second or third time, you'll move on because you'll be able to beat them. So I was really appreciative of that because I didn't get stuck in the storyline. And that would have frustrated me to no end if I got stuck when I'm like, oh my God, what's going to happen here? But I really enjoyed what I played. I've gone through some of the Star Lab stuff, which you've seen on the video where I failed miserably as trying to do the Red Sun stuff. But
that was great. That's my favorite part.
So... I definitely recommend this game if you're a big DC fan or if you just like Batman and stuff. There's a few spoilers in this that I don't want to say in the story mode because, you know, there's stuff that's going on. But I don't know, man. It was pretty fun, and I'm kind of just like done playing it. I don't know if I'll go back. I probably won't go in and play any of the multiplayer stuff. I have no... want to go in and buy the extra characters. Like the first character that they're releasing is Lobo, which I know really not much about. So
if people are interested, though, it's $35 at Toys R Us now.
That's a good price. I would pay $35. I would definitely pay $35 for it if you wanted to play it. And
another example of why you should never buy anything on week one.
Then I get to talk about it. So
nobody wants to hear you talk about anything.
Fine, then I'll just quit the show.
Okay, bye-bye.
I picked up Pandora's Tower. This was the last game in the Operation Rainfall series of games. This is the one I knew the least about and probably was the least excited about.
Series? What is Operation Rainfall?
Operation Rainfall was the three games that they were trying to get brought over from Japan. Which was Xenoblade,
and the
Last Story, and this one. And this was like the least known title. So basically, you're a knight, and this woman gets cursed, princess. I guess she's a princess. She gets cursed, and she's slowly turning into a monster. And you're told that the only way to heal her is to go kill these 13 monsters in these towers, which sounds a lot like...
So you're playing Shrek.
No, it sounds more like you're playing, God damn, what was the name of that game? Fucking Shadows of the Colossus. Cause it's kind of the same story where, if you want to save this person, you got to go kill these things. But it's not anything in depth as that. It's basically you go to each of these towers. You've got this long chain thing that's kind of, you use it to solve puzzles and stuff. Like, if you're trying to climb up somewhere, you'll have to figure out how to put this rock onto the ledge so that you can reach up there. And
is this a Wii game?
Yeah, it's a Wii.
Why are you playing a Wii game? What's wrong with you?
Because I'm playing it on the Wii U, first off, so it has smoother graphics. But it's not bad. I was really down on it when I first played it. I really wanted to do a quick look on it, but it's kind of frustrating to do a quick look on this. But the idea is that you also have to watch your timer around the woman, because if she ever goes the entire day without eating monster meat, then she turns into a monster and there's no way to reverse the curse. So it's kind of one of these things. You go to the tunnel, the temple. If you don't think you're going to have enough time to finish it, you got to kill a monster, pull some meat off of him, and take it back to her and let her eat it so that she doesn't turn into a monster permanently. So, but I mean, it's got some interesting puzzles. I'm hoping that it gets a lot more in depth later on, and the temples get bigger. But I thought it was going to be more like Prince of Persia, which I would have been more excited about. But it's just kind of a weird mesh of stuff. But it's not bad. I just don't think Xenoblade is like they should have just stopped at Xenoblade. Last Story was okay, but I didn't even finish that. And this one is even like worse than Last Story in my excitement level. So, I've picked up Dead Island Riptide. I really am enjoying it. Here's the thing. It lets you bring your character over from Dead Island. But there are no new skills or anything for your character. So if you were level 37 in the game, you just take your character and pick up right at level 37, and you're still trying to earn the same skills that you didn't unlock. I think the level cap got raised to 70 as opposed to 60. It may have been 50. I can't remember what the level cap was.
So is this just like a glorified expansion pack?
It is, but it's like huge. It's not like, oh, okay, we're just going to throw one little area in here and be done with it. I mean, it's a pretty good sized world.
But it's 60 bucks.
No, it's 50.
50. Should be 40.
Yeah, it probably should have been 40. But they did put some work into it. It's getting kind of shit on by a lot of reviewers, and I don't understand why, because I think it does look better, and I think it's...
I feel like too many are complaining about the story like anyone ever cared about it to begin with.
Right. There was no story in Dead Island, so it's just, you know, it's the same kind of thing. Your ship got marooned on an island, and now after you thought you were safe, and now... you're going into this island and trying to do stuff here.
Wasn't one of the lines in like the commercial that I think was always on Hulu or something? It's like a dog's breakfast or some shit like that.
What?
I swear, it's like a dog's breakfast.
Oh,
fucking heard that. I'm like, what the hell is that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Well, see, I play as the Asian chick, so.
So it's like a dog's breakfast.
She doesn't say anything like that. You could help me, you know.
It's like a tentacle in my pussy.
Hey, now, she could be Chinese. That's Japanese. Come on, man.
It is. What's the difference? They all look alike, except my dad tells me that depending on the angle of their eyes, that's how you can tell them apart. If they're upwards or straight or downwards.
Racist.
Of course he's a racist. He's a racist and a sexist because all women drivers are the worst drivers, according to him.
But back to Dead Island Riptide.
No, let's talk about how my dad's a sexist and a racist. I'll tell him this is the first episode you should listen to. You racist, sexist, fuck. I love you, Dad.
So back to Dead Island Riptide. They did add some elements to the game. Each character now has a quest line so that you can do like you can do things for them. Like, so you go to the island. And it's like, okay, this person may need three pieces of wire. And as you're exploring an island, you come back and find the three pieces of wire, and they'll give you something for that. It might be a mod. It might be some grenades, something to help you out along the way. And apparently each time you do this, it also increases the life and abilities that they have and their weapon strength. Apparently there's times that when each camp gets attacked by zombies, and so it becomes a tower defense game. So, and I've only done that once, and I didn't like how it felt the first time we did it, because basically it's like, put up all these fences, and I'm like, okay, so once the fences are put up, all the zombies did was keep attacking the fences and knock them down, because you couldn't do anything to them on the other side of the fence. It made no sense whatsoever to me, because I didn't have any guns, I didn't have any weapons that I could shoot things, so I was kind of like, well, what the fuck's the point? Why am I even putting these up here? Because they're just going to get in anyway. So, but apparently you can electrify the fences and stuff if you do certain people's quests. It's just something that adds to the game, and it's like, hey, this is kind of cool. But like I was telling Sean last night, me and him were playing through Dead Island, and we're about, I don't know, we got to the second area of the city part together, and I was kind of like, and he just kind of got mad because he kept getting a glitch where he couldn't pick up ammo. And I told him, dude, if you want to go back to that game, we can, because to me, there's not that much difference between Dead Island Riptide and Dead Island where I couldn't go back if I wanted, to finish that game, because they're just, it's not like this game added anything. It's like, except for like the tower defense stuff that would make me go, oh, I can't go back. Cause I mean, everything controls the same way and everything. So, but I do like what I've played. I sat here fucking last night and played for about 4 hours straight and didn't even fucking realize it. Just me and Sean.
You and Sean go back to play the original Dead Island. I wouldn't mind joining in on that.
But we'll try to send you a message, but then you'll just ignore it.
But don't send it on fucking Xbox Live. I don't have notifications turned on, because that pops up in the videos, and I don't want that.
Right. All right, well, next time, if I get him to play it, then we might do that. So I'll have to send you a message on Twitter. Yeah,
I don't even know what his voice sounds like.
But didn't you hear it in the Defiance quick look?
You think I listened to your shit? Well, I don't remember.
Apparently you watched the Injustice part.
Of course. No, I like skip through. I watched the beginning and ends of videos just to have everything synced. Like to make sure that it's not like 15 seconds of nothing so that it gets out that way. But I trust you enough that everything in there. Yeah, because well, I mean, like, I can't adjust the audio anyway. It's not like I can do anything.
Well, sometimes I have, I don't know if your videos do it too, but sometimes audio kind of fucks up. Sometimes, and like I have said stuff that just doesn't get recorded. I don't know what the deal is.
Well, I don't. Are you? Because I think, are you recording it with the video? Like,
yeah,
in the app. Yeah, because like I record mine separately, so that's why I don't have any issues.
I would do that, but it doesn't. I've only had like the Defiance video is the worst one. That's the only one that ever did that to me. The rest of my it synced up pretty good. Linked up, whatever. Anyway, Lego City Undercover, The Chase Begins. This is the 3DS game. I borrowed it from my best friend last night because he'd already finished it. So he asked me if I wanted to borrow it, and I was like, sure, I'll play it. It's not bad. It does a real good representation of the open world from the Wii U game. You know, there's a lot more fog, and there's a lot more, there's like draw-in and stuff like that. Characters just kind of pop in because there's, you know, it's an underpowered system, of course. But it does have the whole entire – I don't know if it has the entire open world. I haven't gotten that far. But you can just drive around and do some shit. It's not as in-depth as the Wii U game, but it's not that bad. The humor's little – isn't as funny, but I just kind of – it's just have a little – it's a game that you can pick up and play. And it doesn't have, like, the Lego missions, like, in every story mode. It's kind of like you're just driving from point A to do this and then drive – you know, it's just – I like that. I like the fact that it doesn't have a set level. That's the one thing I don't like about the Wii U version is, like, it's still that the whole gamey part of Lego games where it's like, okay, you go here, okay, there's going to be, like, a 30-minute level, and you got to increase all your Lego chits and all that, your little studs, and this is just kind of like, hey, go here, do this, you're done, go to the next one. Ben said, though, he finished it in, like, 6 hours, so it's a really quick game. And that's if you go from straight from one thing to the next. So if you don't do any exploring and stuff like that, it'll be a real short game. But it's not bad what I played. It's only $30 too. So when it's cheaper, I would definitely recommend picking it up if you wanted to see what Lego City Undercover looked like on the Wii U in a less exciting form. Yes.
There's a fucking Capcom Monster Hunter area at C2E2.
Cool, I guess.
That's dumb. I don't know why there are always people sitting down playing Monster Hunt at a fucking comic convention.
I don't know. It could be kind of fun.
I did dive and kick and then dive kicked. That was there.
You know, I'm doing my games that I played.
Nobody cares. Everyone hates you. Nobody likes you. Not even Halo.
And I put Skyrim here because I finally finished Skyrim after, what, almost 2 years?
I need to go back to that, because I have all the DLC.
Have you finished it?
No. And I have the DLC, too. And of all the DLC, I'm still most excited about the one that lets me build a house.
Oh, I was excited. That's the first one I bought. What are you talking about?
That's the most excited one.
I was like, I can fucking adopt children. Yes.
Yeah.
But I finished the game, and I'll tell you this.
Hey, did that house one let you divorce your wife?
No.
That sucks. You're
fucking stuck with her.
I need a DLC for that. That would be the horse armor equivalent, and I'm actually willing to pay $1 to divorce my wife.
Well, they're done with Skyrim, so you're stuck with it.
I know.
But, yeah, although the house, when I built my house in an area that gets attacked by giants frequently, and I can't fucking kill a giant to save my life. So, I did finish the game, though, and it was like one of those moments. I won't spoil the ending, quote unquote. Well, I guess I kind of am spoiling the ending, because basically the game ended, and I had to fucking look up online if I'd actually finished the game. Because it was like, it just like, bloop, it was over, and I'm like, did I beat it?
That's Elder Scrolls games.
I'm like, did I finish it? And I got an achievement called Dragon Slayer, and I'm like, okay. And it was 50 points. I said, that sounds like a pretty high gamer score point for beating a game. So I had to go online. Did I beat? And the sad thing is, when I typed in the Google search bar, did I beat? And it said Skyrim. So it already, somebody else had the same
problem. I'm sure a lot of people do it because they're just confused. Nobody knows if when it's done, because every mission, even the story missions while you're playing them, it's not like they feel extra special. They just,
yeah,
like, whatever. I mean, it's more about exploring the world and all that.
And then the last thing I want to talk about real quick is I picked up Army of Two, The Devil's Cartel. It was on sale for $40. Because I like the games, okay?
I like them too.
And I like the demo, so... It's a little bland, but I do like the fact, I love any game when I'm playing it, when fucking numbers are popping up for experience points and everything else when I'm killing things or money or something, you know. If I'm killing something and I'm getting points for doing co-op kills and stuff, you know, that stuff excites me.
Me too. I mean, I love any game where I have like some kind of leveling system or experience system or just like, I don't know, I get a kick out of it. That's why I love action RPGs. That's why I loved Sacred 2, even though it wasn't the greatest game, but I mean, you get crap all the time. I still want to go in there and max out a character, because...
But yet you still ain't played Fear 3, you motherfucker.
I forget I even have it. You know how many games I have?
I know, but that's one I've been trying to get you to play, because it does all this! All of this!
Well then, let's do it. Someday.
Sure, we'll do it tonight for the show. How's that
Fuck
sound?
Fuck you, you cocksucker.
So I did like what I played of Army of Two. It's
someone
fun.
Someone shit their pants at C2E2. I swear to God, and there were no babies around, so it was an adult.
That's gross, man. All right, man. Sanctum 2.
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
Well, I got a preview build, so it's not out yet. But
I don't even know what the fuck Sanctum 2 is. I don't know what Sanctum 1 is.
It's basically a like tower defense first person hybrid. So you while you're in first person mode, you get to place, and it's sort of like Field Runners on iOS, in which that you place the turrets, and you also get to place the like just sort of like the blocks, like walls that turrets go on, and you get some of those too that you can place around to try and make the path of the enemies longer and more, you know, so it takes them longer to get to the core that you're trying to protect.
Mm-hmm.
And you basically place your turrets, and then you press, because it has native controller support, which is what I like, and I was playing it that way, and it works well with a controller. And then after you've placed everything and set up everything, you just press select and let the wave come in, and then you have the turrets fighting them, but then you also get to attack them too. And there are four classes, at least in this demo build, that have different weapons and different skills. They have different, you know, characteristics, and it's fun. I mean, I enjoyed the first one. I think this one's looking to be pretty fun, and I think it wouldn't be too much. It's like a $15 or $20 game probably, because that's how much the last one cost, I think.
Right. Now, when is this game coming out?
No idea. I'm assuming it's probably coming out in like a month or two. I don't think it's too far away. And it looks pretty good too. There are issues with it in terms of just like polish, but overall the art design and the look of it is reminiscent of Mirror's Edge, with that clean, very like, minimalist, not like super colorful, but just sort of vibrant with its minimalist design, and I like that. But I mean, there are things like you see characters moving their arms, but not really their fingers or anything like that kind of stuff. Because I mean, it's not like it's a
right
major developer or anything. But I enjoyed what I played so far. I mean, there are issues where, you know, there are a lot of like glitches or hiccups because it is just a preview build. So I had moments where the game just like would not let me back out of a menu and I had to restart it. And because it's a preview build, it wasn't saving for me. So I'd have to start over from the tutorial. So there are those kind of annoyances, but I'm not going to hold that against the game.
Right.
But I'm digging what I played, and I think it, and I, you know, has multiplayer co-op. So that's always fun to do. And one thing I like is that the weapons that your character uses are like based on a sort of like an energy. It's unlimited ammo and you just have to reload, and the reloading takes kind of a while, but you have two weapons, and while, since it's like, I don't know if it's energy based or like whatever the cannon is, but right. When you use the other weapon, your gun is still reloading. It's not like you have to manually watch yourself reload to get it done. So you can just, you never
like
are
switch weapons.
Yeah. You're never like at a point where you can't shoot because one weapon is reloading while you're using the other one and vice versa. So that's nice. It keeps it from being like, oh shit, now what? But yeah, it's a fun game. I've also been playing a lot of Fairway Solitaire. I've got like the first 10 or so areas fully gold flagged. So what that means is like on a course, I've gold flagged every single hole on that course.
Damn, you know what I should have done? So I should have told you if I buy this game, you never get to talk about it on the show again. And I fucking bought the game and didn't make that deal with you first.
You think I would have made that deal with you, fucker? No. Your money's not worth that.
And, I paid my dollar.
But yeah, I've been playing a lot of that, and I'm pissed off still because you can't gold the first course because it's a tutorial level and you can't do anything about that. So that's annoying. Also been playing a lot of Puzzle Quest 2 still when I eat and no other time. And I get so annoyed because like I found out there was an achievement for bashing every door. So I started a new character because I didn't do that with my other one.
Oh my god.
Piece of shit. But yeah, that's pretty much all I've been playing. I got off from Craig over at the Pull List podcast, which is now no more for the time being. There like a hiatus and probably going to go back to their old setup of show, which I think it was called Out of Continuity. And also
that's
from
really
he's also from the Signed In podcast, of course.
Yeah.
He sent me a copy of Monaco for PC. So
yeah, that was supposed to come out this week on Xbox Live, yeah. And I got delayed.
Yeah, I got the emails from Mr. Andy.
Oh, I also did finally pick up Thomas Was Alone. I picked it up on PS3 and Vita this week.
Yeah, so hopefully when he gets another batch of codes, I'll have some to give away.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, but that's all I've been playing. I haven't played Monaco yet because I just haven't had the time.
Right.
But yeah, also, before jumping into anything, since there was no Free Meat Friday this week because of C2E2, I still have those codes from our old podcasting buddy, Screenwriter Man. For ones, they're two Steam codes. One's for Darksiders, the original, and then the other one's Red Faction Armageddon. You can get both by telling me what I did on the urinal. So let me know what I did on the urinal, and you got it yourself. Well, you don't. I mean, I'm gonna give it like, you know, I don't know. Till this upcoming Friday when the next giveaway starts. So we'll give you some time to listen. And then I'll pick somebody out of whoever, you know, you email me at radio@pixelatedsausage.com.
So Hotcakes Man, there you go.
Yeah, you comment on the post. Or you... No, don't send in a voicemail about what I did. I don't need a whole bunch of voicemails telling me about how I did something on the urinal. But yeah, what did I do on the urinal, people? at C2E2. There you go. Now on to
movies. I did start watching Les Miserables last night, and I got about an hour into it, and they still hadn't stopped fucking singing, so I couldn't take it.
You realize that's all the movie is.
Yeah, I did not realize that.
What did
that.
You think?
Well, no, okay, I'm used to music. Okay,
You're assuming that it's going to be something
like... Yeah, I thought
there
was going to be some dialogue in between. Yeah. No, they fucking sing everything, and I'm like, I can't deal with it.
It's not that kind of... It's a actual stage musical.
I like the way the story was. I love the story, but I just... For me, I don't know
Was that your first exposure to the story?
Kind of. I remember a little bit back from when I took French class. So back in high school, and I want
video of you in French class.
You know, I sucked at French class. I remember one phrase in French class.
Oui, oui, oh,
no. Or maybe two. And I get this one wrong all the time. Est-ce que je fous aller au WC? Which I thought meant I need to go to the restroom, but I've been told I'm wrong about that. Oh no! And the other was just je suis à la plage, which means I'm at the pool or something.
Isn't like my name is like je suis.
Robert.
Who cares? Nobody likes French.
Jidador. Robert. I love myself. But yeah, it was too much singing for me. And plus,
stole the olives.
I don't know who stole the olives.
No, that's Polish. Forgive me, $100.
But so anyway, back to Les Miserables, real fast.
I love the way you say Les Miserables. It's all about you. It's the story about the miserable Rob.
I don't even know where I had something in my mind to say. You keep fucking talking. I can't remember. Yeah, I lost it.
Good. Nobody cares.
I'll think of it when you're talking about your other movies.
Did you see This Is 40?
No, I haven't watched it.
Like every Judd Apatow movie, it's not too bad, but it's too long. And I think the best part of the movie was in like the principal's office, I think, with Melissa McCarthy, where she just ends up losing her mind, and that's pretty funny. But overall, it felt like more so not a story, but just a collection of moments and scenes. So it felt a little jumbled like that. But I mean, I like Paul Rudd, and now I can't. The woman's fine. Though her best role will always be George of the Jungle. I love that movie. I saw that 3 times in theaters. That was a great movie. Back when Brendan Fraser was skinny and not weird and fat now.
Okay, now I remember what I was going to say about Les Miserables.
And I'm going to continue to talk over you. Say it.
So, I don't know if it's me.
I don't know if it's me.
But I have
but
a hard
I
time.
I have a hard time.
I don't know if it's because maybe I'm tone deaf. Or what? I just, when there's singing going on and I'm trying to listen to what the words are being said and the music playing over the background, I get confused and can't concentrate. So I don't know what the hell that is. I don't know why I can't. It's like when there's music and words that are so pronounced that like they are in those musicals.
Like your mind is having a hard time breaking up the music from
right.
the lyrics so that you can't separate them and you can't, so that, you know, it's hard to hear only the words over the music or vice versa.
Right. I think it sounds exactly what I'm talking about. That's just what the problem was. I was like, I wanted to watch the movie, you know, I was just like, it's so much singing. And when they were just like, there was no background music or anything, I could understand the words that were being sung perfectly fine. But it was just when there was like the very first scene when they're pulling the boat in and there's all the sound effects in the background and then the whole, and it's just like, I don't
one
know.
One day more. Another day, another destiny. This never-ending road to Calvary. This man who seemed to know my crime will initially come a second time. One day more. I dare not live until today. I don't know. How can I live when we are parted? One day more. Tomorrow you'll be worlds away. And let us see my world has started.
One more day out on my own. One more day with him, not Gary.
Okay, that's enough.
Also, it's a very depressing movie, but yes, I guess it's called The Miserables.
Did you make it at least to Anne Hathaway's song?
Yeah, I made it to where she became a prostitute and...
Well, the scene where she loses her hair and the keys songs.
Right, yeah, I did get that far.
It's an amazing performance.
It's all great. It's a great performance. I just wish it was a movie instead of a musical, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe he'll... So, anyway, The Sapphires?
Yeah, I love this movie. It's a little indie movie. It's based on a true story about these group of Aboriginals from Australia who went to Vietnam and sang soul music for the troops and toured part of the place.
Now, is it based on a true story?
I just said that.
Oh,
like 30 seconds ago. I really like it because I love that kind of music, and I think the unknown to me actors who played the Aboriginals were really good, and the male lead was Chris O'Dowd from IT Crowd, and he was a cop in Bridesmaid.
Yeah.
I really like him. I want to see him in more stuff. So
he's in Girls too.
I heard that. He's also in This Is 40 for a little bit, and I love every time he's on screen. But I mean, and also like in Bridesmaids, I think that movie was overrated, not as funny as everyone said, not as raunchy as everyone said, but the surprisingly sweet story between his character and Kristen Wiig was the best part, and I would just want to cut out and just turn that into a little whatever 40-minute movie, because that was great. Everything else was okay. But The Sapphires, if it's playing by you, I'd recommend checking it out if you're interested in soul music and that kind of stuff.
And if you're not me.
Yeah. Well, I feel like this is definitely more geared towards the older crowd, because I was the youngest one in there by 40 years. Because I like these kind of movies just in the same way I really, really, really enjoyed The Best Marigold Hotel, which is a movie about a bunch of old people going to India. And I still really want to see I still really want to see Hope Springs, that movie with Meryl Streep and Tommy Lee Jones, where they're like trying to reignite their sex life. And then there are two movies about like nursing home
singers.
Okay, we get it. Those movies. The movie I'm most excited about, and I can't wait for it to come out, is Before Midnight. I'm dying for that. Oh,
trilogy that Kush has been waiting for all his life.
That is my trilogy. Fuck Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, everything. It's all about this. I'm terrified too that it might ruin it. Because Before Sunset, the second one, is my favorite movie of all time.
And I've not seen a single one of those movies.
I don't think you'd like it because it's really just two people talking. So you might like it because it's a romantic story, and maybe you'd like that aspect of it, and it'll make y'all depressed because you're like, I want that.
Anyway, television shows. What you been watching?
I finally caught up on Castle. I stopped watching it because I don't know. It's weird. It's in that same thing because the spoilers. Kate and Castle, they got together, and like in any show, you know, when that whole mouse and cat game is done, and you know the couple that has been going back and forth is finally together, then you just kind of feel like, well, now what? But having caught up, I think they do a really good job with keeping the show interesting and the relationship interesting post getting together. And the supporting characters were always good on the show, so that helps.
Mm-hmm.
And they did some interesting things with episodes. And I really enjoyed it. I think there's one episode left.
So. Is this the end of the series? Is this the end?
I don't think so at all.
Oh. Really? I'm surprised the show's been on TV this long.
I was surprised it made it. Like, I thought it was not going to make it past the first season, but then I think it has its following now, and I think it's still going strong.
Mm. So I started watching Fringe. I had watched the first season when it was on TV, and I was kind of hit and miss on the show. I was like, yeah, some of the episodes are really good. Some of them were kind of silly, but I don't know if it's just because I'm at a different point in my life now. And I started watching it again, but man, that fucking second season just really picked up, and I've been fucking hooked.
It's because the first season was more, I don't know, like a monster of the week almost, or something.
Yeah. But man, that second season, and rolling into the third season, it really picked up, and a lot of the shit that happened in the first season, you get payoff for finally. It's not that it's not your normal J.J. Abrams thing, where you're not getting much paid off until the end of all of it. So
I think I can't remember the name of, what's the name of the father?
Walter Bishop.
Okay, I thought it was Walter, and I'm like, that doesn't sound right. But I think it's a crime that he never got an Emmy or a Golden Globe.
Oh, God, he's amazing.
He is so good. I don't even think he got nominated, which is just a fucking crime.
Yeah, because you're like, well, you know, he can play a crazy person. That's great, you know. But then, like, you see the other version of him later on, and you're like, oh, so he's really playing a straight role at this point. It's so odd to see him playing these two different roles. And even Olivia, she does a good job of playing the two different people. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, and, you know, I love the character development between Peter and her. It's what I've seen, so I just love it. I've been hooked on the show now.
Yeah, I need to, because I never finished it. I need to, because I don't know if, is the whole series on Netflix now?
I think
or
it's
like
just
all
the
up to the
first four seasons.
Yeah, I think all I up think. With the last one, so. Mm-hmm. But I never finished the fourth, so I got it.
But I don't remember when the fifth season ended. Was that just like last year?
I think so.
So it's probably possible that they have, I don't know.
It's probably available on DVD, or I don't know. Who knows?
Oh, it's on DVD. I know that because I looked it up. So I may end up having to buy the DVD. But to finish it up, but I've loved the third season so far. They really get into the whole alternate universe shit, and I don't want to say too much because I know people that listen to the show are probably going to watch it. So, but because I know people are just so excited, it's finally on Netflix.
Well, so. People actually were.
So, and they still haven't put Chuck up on Netflix. I'm annoyed by that because I've been trying to watch that show.
I still need to finish that. I don't even know where I left off.
Well, Chuck was supposed to go up on Netflix when Fringe did, I thought, so I don't know what the holdup is. It took forever for Fringe. They announced it in January, and it just put it up like...
That seems weird, because there's two different networks.
Well, it's all owned by the WB. That's what the deal was.
What?
Yeah, WB owned Fringe, and even though they were on Fox Networks...
They own Fringe and Chuck.
Mm-hmm. So... I'm pretty sure that's what the whole deal was about. That was Chuck and Fringe comes from Warner Brothers. But, so.
Stop typing. Stop it.
I'm not typing.
You're typing. You're still typing.
I stopped, okay?
No, you didn't. Jeez.
Yeah, Netflix and Warner Brothers TV.
Fuck you.
Oh,
see?
Never mind. Yeah, Warner Brothers Netflix.
This is why I have no fact checking. Because you can hear all the typing, and then you say something, and then you're like, no, wait, huh? No, wait, huh? Okay.
All right. Did you read anything?
No. Okay. I've read other fellow students' work, and one of them I really don't like.
Uh-oh. Dun, dun, dun! You don't like them, or you don't like their work?
Their work? Their person's fine.
Okay.
A lot of people have enjoyed my... Valentine's Day story.
And I did enjoy that.
It baffled me. And apparently this one guy sent me a message on Facebook that he said he'd let his roommate listen to it and she's fallen in love and that she wanted me to know she looks like Julie.
Julie?
The character. The girl in the story.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't tell him that that's like not at all my type anymore.
Okay. All right. So, Xbox announcement. Finally, we're going to get news May 21st.
Whoop de fucking do.
Excited to see what it is.
I don't care about an announcement for an announcement. Especially an announcement for an announcement 2 weeks before more announcements.
Yeah, well, at least we're getting something. They probably won't go into too much detail. Hopefully they can lay the rest if whether it's online or only or not. So I don't know. Polygon did have some information about some rumors and stuff that they'd heard from inside sources. That probably sounded kind of legit, but they said something about they're going to do something different with achievements now too, where game companies will be able to add achievements to games without having an update and selling DLC. And also they can have cross promotions with other games. If you own one game and you play, I don't know, it just seems kind of...
I think it's like cross-platform, so like if you have it on Windows Phone or PC.
Yeah.
Which I don't like, because I like having an extra set of achievements.
Well, I'm sure I'm just saying there's probably extra achievements played on both. So, and also they said there'd be like special promotions, like, you know, if one weekend they have a Call of Duty tournament and you enter it or something, I guess maybe You get an achievement for that. You know, that's kind of interesting. I don't mind.
They kind of started that kind of thing with whatever, I don't know what it's called, but like it's all sports games now. There's some kind of Xbox tournament thing. It might even be called Xbox tournament.
I kind of wanted to point something out. I know you feel a little different than I do about this, but the whole always online thing, I'm not so much concerned about the always online part.
I don't like the idea I don't care if it's a thing where like some games can have always online because like, I mean, that's Defiance. I don't have a problem with Defiance. I just don't like the idea of a machine that I need an online thing for.
Yeah.
The dumbest thing in the world.
To me, it is a dumb idea, but that's not the deal breaker for me. The deal breaker is if I can't let people play my games. That's the big deal breaker to me. So I wanted to kind of put that out there because
I don't think that an always online thing would really deter much of anyone from buying a system, any system. I don't think they would even care or notice.
Yeah. What I got upset about when I first seen always online, to me, that was basically just kind of to me saying, okay, now if it's always online, if that's really the case, then they have a way to structure it where you cannot let somebody play used games anymore. And whether that's not even announced or whatever, I'm just saying that's right. There's a gateway into saying, hey, this is going to happen. So that's where my concern about the always online came in. I wanted to get that out there and open before this is announced. Cause you know, like I said, but anyway, the other big controversial news.
Could you imagine if a system, if like, say the PS3, you needed to be online play and you had during that whole month long PSN outage? I mean, that would have been the worst. I mean, as bad as that PR thing was already,
yeah.
If people couldn't even use their systems, that would be fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a terrible idea, and I think it's a real stupid idea, especially if you're PlayStation, because they've been hacked before. I mean, Xbox hasn't been hacked, but they have had issues where they were offline for a week, and there were flaky shit that going on with their system for like a while there, like around Christmas time, they always had trouble.
I was also thinking about lately, like, you know, how people complain always that you don't need to pay for PSN, like there is PlayStation Plus, but then there's Xbox Live, and though I guess it's, you get it for free anyway. No, never mind. I was just thinking, but it's not a gold exclusive thing, but I mean, if part of like the price was that you get free demos for every Xbox Live Arcade title, I mean, I think that's something that would make it worth it. But then again, I'm just realizing that that's not exclusive to that.
Well,
because I mean, there's nothing that there, of course there probably is, but I mean, one of the most annoying things about PSN is that not every game has a demo.
Right. Well, here's what people are gonna have to live with. When PS4 comes out, all them features about letting people play your games and stuff like that, that's all going to be under PlayStation Plus. You're going to have to pay for that. If you think you're going to get that for free, you're retarded.
I don't even know if there'll be a free thing anymore for them.
You think it'll be like Xbox Live, you'll have to pay to play online?
I don't know.
I wonder that too. That would not surprise me, but I think that's what PlayStation Plus is going to be.
I would hope it's just PlayStation Plus and it's not like they, you know, give an online thing and then increase the price of PlayStation Plus.
That's the other thing. I could see it going, hey, here's $10 for PlayStation Plus, but here's another $5 for playing online for the whole package, $15 a month or $60.
Or it's just like, here's PlayStation Live, which is $50 a year, or you can get PlayStation Plus, which is now $100 a year.
Yeah. It could be like that. We don't know. I'm just saying that if you think all these features, people in 4G think all these features are going to be free, they're fucking stupid. There's no way that says all going to be free. Unless Xbox comes out and says something that their little thing and that Sony will be like, oh God, we got to fix this. But I just do not see all that shit being free.
I really want to just see the prices for both systems.
Yeah, I do too. And I do like what I've heard the rumors about the Xbox being
$300
subsidized.
I mean, I think that's a fine thing. Like, I'm sure there are people who have complained about it. I haven't really paid attention or noticed, but it's not really a bad deal because the services you're getting are services that you will want anyway.
Right. Yeah. So. I mean, I'm going to pay for PlayStation Plus if I buy a new Xbox or Xbox live.
That's right. You're gonna pay for PlayStation Plus if you get a new Xbox, because PlayStation Plus is now encompassing every platform.
Shut up.
That's why it's gonna be $150 a year, because it's gonna be for every platform in the world.
All right, you. The final news story I wanted to bring up, there's been a lot of controversy over the Dragon's Crown game that's coming out by Vanillaware for PS3 and Vita. Apparently, when they announced this game, like it was like a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years.
I forgot all about this game, but then when you were talking about it, when you said the developer, I'm like, oh yeah, I cannot wait for this game, because I love Muramasa, the Demon Blade, I love Odin Sphere.
And this game is going to be kind of like a side-scrolling beat-em-up kind of like Dungeons and Dragons arcade games, which are coming out too. I'm so excited for. But when this game was announced, people all laughed about the boobs of the sorcerer because they were fucking huge. Well, did you watch the video?
I watched the video. It was ridiculous. Their movement. I don't even know how to describe it.
But they apparently, this ridiculous. Stirred some controversy.
Those boobs are like the boobs Steve Carell imagined before ever touching boobs in.
They're bags of sand. 40-year-old
virgin. It's just like, these are bags of sand. They're like, oh, they're balloons.
But it was a little water. To me, it's just funny. I get it. And so apparently a guy on Kotaku, Jason Schreier, made some kind of comment. He wrote an article about the size of the boobs and how he was kind of a...
And then he wrote an article about what he had for lunch. Because that's what they do on Kotaku.
Fucking Kotaku. But he was complaining about it and saying, you know, this is ridiculous to have boobs this big. And then then the main artist sent him a picture on Twitter saying, it seems that Mr. Jason Schreier of Kotaku is pleased also with neither Sorceress nor Amazon. The art direction which he likes was prepared.
Now I know what this whole thing was. I didn't know what you're talking about first, but now it's the whole thing like, oh, you're like a 14-year-old boy or some crap.
Yeah, that's what it all boiled down to. It's because he sent a picture of three naked dwarf dudes on top of each other in his art style. And then it got blown out of proportion. Oh, you basically call him, it's homophobia. You call him a guy, you call him gay. And I'm just like, all this shit gets old, man. It was a joke. You know, a gamer, to me, it's like, I understand that the boobs are huge, but, you know, that's their art style. That's the art style they want to go to. If you don't like it, don't buy the game. It has nothing to do with you if you don't want to play it. I just get so frustrated. It's like we live in a society where if anybody bitches about anything, it gets taken away. So I just, you know, if you don't want to fucking play the game, don't buy it. Simple as that. But it's like ever since this Tropes versus Women thing's come out, which I've watched. Have you watched that?
It's a show?
Well, it's not a show. It was part of a Kickstarter or Tropes versus Women.
I remember when it all
went
down.
Okay, the first one that came out... basically talking about how women are treated in video games. And I understand, you know, when it comes to the business, how women don't want to be treated differently at work or be treated like sexual objects at work and stuff like that. But just because I understand that aspect of it. But sometimes a guy also wants a certain way to play a game too. And, you know, if he wants to see big boobs and stuff, don't work on those games. If you have a choice, don't work on those games. You can also fund your own company. If you don't like how your company's being done, Kickstarter's a great way to get your name out there. And it's like, I understand, but it's like, once we start attacking people's art for what they're trying to make, then where does it stop?
Trust me, I saw art that was a lot worse than that, with much bigger boobs that were the saggiest, ugliest looking things I've ever seen. I don't know what the hell was going on there, man.
But then when you get the white knighting on the internet where there all these guys start jumping to women's defenses about feminist issues, like they know what they're talking about, and it's just like, you're just trying to get laid, dude. Just admit it. You're trying to get laid. You think this is the way women are going to see your comments.
Everyone should know that if I make any comments in support of women, that it's not me trying to get laid. Because everyone knows that I'm never trying to get laid. I'm the guy who says, oh, you want me to have a threesome with you too? No, thank you.
But it's if anybody gets offended anymore, it's always it's always annoying to watch. It's just the defenders and the people that are for it, the people against it, now all on Twitter fighting about it, and it's just like, it's so fucking annoying. Just live your damn life. If you don't want, if you don't like it, just ignore it. Go away. I don't like sports. I don't watch sports. I bitch about sports with my Twitter account when people are always fucking talking about sports, but it's not like I could give two shits less what's going on in sports.
I want to say another thing that I just remembered, and I just the Boston thing that was sad and everything, and there were a whole bunch of like other sad things, but there was somebody who was like complaining about somebody who was complaining about like having bad weather. Cause like it would flood it out here, and I think there was bad weather elsewhere. And I like they're saying like, oh, like you really, it's not, you don't really have it that bad just because you have bad weather. I hate that argument. I hate the argument. Oh, you shouldn't be complaining because people out there have it worse than you. That fucking statement can be true for everyone except one person.
Exactly.
You could go to fucking Africa to starving children and be like, shut up, you fucking whiny little bitches. There are kids somewhere else who eat even less than you. So just, I hate that argument. See, people can complain about whatever they want. Cause,
you know, yeah. You know, if
leave them
you're
alone.
Always, you're, when you live in your world, you're, what's wrong with your world is always going to be bad. It's going to be worse compared to everybody else. It doesn't matter what it is. So, I mean, but bitching about it because some natural disaster happened. I mean, I don't know. I understand what you're saying. It's just, it's ridiculous. It's like, you know,
there have been a lot of depressing parts of my life. And just because even with all that, there are plenty of people out there who've had it worse than me. There are plenty of people who've had it better than me. And I can complain if I want. Though I don't, because I'm closed guarded and I do not let people in. So get away from me.
Cool. So we're done.
Yeah.
Let's get them plugs in so Kush can take a nap. So you can get up and play some Dead Island with us.
PixelatedSausage.com. On the Twitters, I am at Kush3. The site is at PSausage. And the podcast is at Pixelated Radio. You can also get all the details at PixelatedRadio.com. You should also check out some other great podcasts as the Signed In Podcast at SignedInPodcast.com. To It A Nerd Comic Cast at ToItANerd.com. And the Undercover Unitards podcast at UndercoverUnitards.com. And you should also check out Mike Grove's work at PoopBird.com because he's awesome.
Alrighty, and I wanted to plug Henderson Man on everything. So if you want to look for me, look for me there. It's probably under Henderson Man. So.
And remember, if you want to win a Steam code for both Darksiders and Red Faction Armageddon, what did I do on the urinal at C2E2?
All right. That's going to be it. Everybody have a good evening. You want to sing us out?
No.
We do some more Les Miserables?
I can sing Aladdin songs in a freaking feminine voice.
Go ahead. We'll wait.
No, I don't want to. I'm too embarrassed. I don't want to. I can show you the world. What is that song? Magic Carpet Ride?
Yeah. Right? Yeah. That's
you
it.
You sing it.
I don't. I don't know.
You sing it, and then I'll sing. I'll
a whole new. I can't. I don't remember how it even starts.
I can show you the world. Whoa. Shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide?
I don't even know. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That was,
and then I don't even really think
that was you.
My own voice. I can show you the world. Shining, shimmering, splendid. I know I'm not gonna. See, the one thing I'm not gonna do on this fucking podcast is singing my actual voice. That's the thing I'm most embarrassed to do. I'll sing like a fucking idiot. But if I'm not. Because I don't know. I feel weird. Because I've been told that I sing sexually. And I don't like that.
You sing sexually?
Nothing. What does that even mean? I don't know. Like the tone of my voice or something. I also been told I have a very chill voice. That people can meditate to. Whatever. Do I have a deep voice?
You do have a deep voice.
Okay.
Yeah, I would definitely have to sing the female parts because I can't. I don't have a.
I can do female parts. that's a very weird statement. I can do female parts. Think about it.
Soprano and alto.
New world.
Don't you dare close your eyes.
I did do somebody requested, and I sang that one Mika song, Grace Kelly. Like gets all high pitched. I don't know if you heard it.
No.
The actual song, not me doing it.
I hope this goes all stays at the end of the show.
I'm not deleting anything. You think I'm editing shit?
Alright, I guess this is it.
This is the worst show ever.
Ah. Later.
Adios. Fuck you.
You sound dead to the world.
Let's just do these level checks and then let me pee and then let's start the show.
Alright. Tush.
Hello.
Rob, hey, how's it going?